hey, this is part two about my federal tax returns. Can you rescind the illegal and criminal K-1s going? You know, you own LSA Investments 100. What are you using law enforcement to prevent me from talking to you? I mean, lawyers are weirded out. Like, calling you about financial information, my federal tax returns. Hey, listen, you have a default judgment in a matter. I wasn't served, all right? The proof of service is fraudulent, and I have to hear from your thugs, your paid, hired hitmen, your foot soldiers. I'm going to be arrested. Latches, res judicata. Yeah, well, you should see how people feel about you, okay? You don't. You don't get it. They want you in prison. All right, you targeted Ray and Rutger, huh? Really? And I heard from Betsy Superfund that your lawyers contacted Santa Monica PD. What else are you going to do, Cullen? What are you doing for an encore here, man? You're joining the Gambinos? Yeah? I mean, what else are you doing? Ann Diamond never stalked you. You are a sick man. You are sick. I've written to the FBI that you deserve to be profiled by Quantico. You owe me millions. You freaking stole from Stephen Michet. Hid that film. I know you gave the warranties and representations. Stephen and I talked. You're a thief. You're a common thief. Your daughter is disgusting, and she perjured herself. Yeah, what is it? Anthony Thomas lives in a house that is not owned by assets of yours? Adam Cohen does? Where does it end, Cohen? I'll tell you where it ends. See Phil Spector, all right? You helped put him in prison, huh? Maybe that's why law enforcement likes you, right? They have it out for him, right? Because of men like you, yeah? Well, men like the scientists want to take men like you down.
Saturday, 10:48 p.m.
Leonard Cohen, it's Kelly Lynch. Still looking for a forensic accounting. Okay, your lawyer's threats aren't going to prevent that from happening, and I would really appreciate it if your lawyers would not contact my friends. Yeah, Ron Burkle. You once told me he's a billionaire, you wouldn't want up your ass, right? I think that's almost a direct quote, or on your ass. But your lawyer's right, threatening to arrest me for asking for information for my federal tax returns. And then you have the audacity to have Phil Spector's attorney copied in, Dennis Reardon. Now, according to McBrown, you testified in Phil's grand jury, and if you did, you perjured yourself. So why would you have your lawyers write and threaten me to Dennis Reardon? So he's one of the greatest attorneys in the country. Yeah, and I am in touch with him, okay? And
Sunday, 3 p.m.
Hey, Cohen, this is Kelly Lynch calling about the forensic accounting again. You did go into court. I would say you told a doozy, you know, like every word is a provable lie. But I would like to direct your attention not just to the fact that I need to amend my federal tax returns and that you illegally altered them, and then there are the criminal and illegal K-1s. I would imagine that the IRS and FBI can pick up on this, even though people are, well, they are wondering if you're a drug addict. Why your lawyers are threatening me at all. Why you allowed this to happen. They think you're out of control and a nut. You know, and why you would threaten me with arrest over my federal tax returns and use law enforcement. All right, the Phil Spector thing is a no-brainer. Okay? I'd like to direct you to my indemnity agreement. Okay? Something that really gets people who are sick of greedy, lying, fraudulent celebrities like yourself.
Yeah,
they think you went. Hey, Kellen, you're not still on prescription meth, are you? And an out-of-control alcoholic? In any event, I would like a friend to tell me you were whining about it to the court.
You've heard this, haven't you?
Hey, Pops, it's me, Hazel. Nothing.
End of final message. No, new messages. All message played back.
It's Greg Rule. Cohen, this is Kelly. Hey, this is part two.